Isaiah 35 corresponds with Habakkuk. Isaiah 35:8, the way of holiness. Habakkuk was more concerned that the holiness of God should be vindicated than that Israel should escape chastisement. Isaiah 36 corresponds with Zephaniah. Isaiah 36 speaks of Sennacherib's invasion and Jehovah's deliverance. Zephaniah predicted judgment and restoration. Isaiah 36 verse 2, the conduit of the upper pool. This is Jesus. He is the one who conducts life from God to us. Zephaniah 3 verse 17, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Isaiah 37 corresponds with Haggai. In Isaiah 37, 1 and 14, we see Hezekiah going into the temple. Haggai tells us of the rebuilding of the temple at Jerusalem. Isaiah 38 corresponds with Zechariah. Hezekiah's hopeless condition and mournful prayer in Isaiah 38, verse 14, are a type of the remnant's prayer and mourning in Zechariah 12, verses 10 through 14. Isaiah 39 corresponds with Malachi. There is a prediction of judgment in both Isaiah and Malachi. Isaiah 39:6. Behold, the days come that all that is in thine house and that which thy fathers have laid up in store until this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. Malachi 4, verse 1. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. Also, Isaiah and Malachi both have a promise of blessing. Isaiah 39:8. Then said Hezekiah to Isaiah, good is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken. He said, moreover, for there shall be peace and truth in my days. Malachi 4 verse 2, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. In Isaiah 40 verse 3, we have a prophecy of John the Baptist, the forerunner of Christ. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. In Matthew 3, verse 3, we have the fulfillment of the prophecy. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Isaiah 41 corresponds with Mark. In Isaiah 41, 8, Israel is called a servant. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Christ is the real servant, and Mark describes him as such. Mark 10, verse 45, for even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Isaiah 42 corresponds with Luke. Isaiah 42 describes Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, and his earthly ministry. When they rejected Jesus Christ, they rejected the covenant, for he is the covenant. He was the embodiment of his covenant. His covenant is even a person. Compare Isaiah 42 verses 1 through 7 and Luke 4 verse 18 and Isaiah 42 6 and Luke 4 verses 16 through 30. In Luke, Jesus Christ is seen as a man who fulfilled his Father's will. Isaiah 43 corresponds with John. Isaiah 43 speaks of Israel's redemption. John speaks much of God's salvation. Isaiah 43:1, thus saith the Lord, I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. John 10, verses 3 through 4, he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out, they know his voice. John 10, verse 16, they shall hear my voice. John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Isaiah 43, verse 15, I am the Lord, your Holy One, your King. John 1, verse 49, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Isaiah 43:15, I am the creator of Israel. John 1 verse 3. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Isaiah 43:19. I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Isaiah 7 verses 37 through 39. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. Lord is mentioned 7 times in Isaiah 43, verses 3, 10, 11, 12, 14, 15, and 16. This describes Christ's deity and corresponds with John's portrayal of Jesus. Isaiah 44 corresponds with Acts. The prophecy of the Holy Spirit was fulfilled in Acts 2 and will have a complete fulfillment in the end time with Israel. Compare Isaiah 44 verse 3 and Acts 2 verses 1 through 4 and 18. Isaiah 44:3, For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my Spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. Acts 2 verses 4 and 18. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. Israel will be his witnesses. Isaiah 44:8, Ye are even my witnesses. Acts 1 verse 8, Ye shall be witnesses unto me. Isaiah 44:24, I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself. Acts 16:24, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Isaiah 45 corresponds with Romans. Isaiah 45:9, Shall the clay say to him that fashioneth it, What makest thou? Romans 9 verses 20 and 21. Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, Why hast thou made me thus? Hast not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? Isaiah 45:17. But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Romans 11:26. And so all Israel shall be saved. Isaiah 45 verses 22 and 25. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. In the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified, and shall glory. Romans shows humanity's need of salvation and is the book of justification. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Romans 1 verse 16. Isaiah 45:23, I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Romans 14 verse 11. For it is written, As I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. Isaiah 46 corresponds with 1 Corinthians. Christ is made unto us righteousness. Isaiah 46:13. I bring near my righteousness, it shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry. 1 Corinthians 1:30. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us righteousness. In Isaiah 46, we see the contrast between God and idols. Isaiah also tells us that the wisdom of God is superior and that an idol is nothing in the world. 1 Corinthians 8:4. We know that an idol is nothing in the world and that there is none other God but one. 1 Corinthians 12:2. Ye know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Isaiah 47 is in contrast with 2 Corinthians. Isaiah 47 speaks of the judgment of literal Babylon, which is typical of religious Babylon, the false church or the false bride of Christ. In 2 Corinthians 11:2, we read of the espousal of the true bride, "I have espoused you to one husband that I may present a chaste virgin to Christ." Before the marriage of the true bride, the false bride has to be judged. Isaiah 48 is in contrast with Galatians. Believers, the new creation, and unbelievers, the old creation, are contrasted in Isaiah 48. Galatians 3:16 shows that Christ is Abraham's true seed, the head of the new creation, and of those that are one with him. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, "And to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ." Isaiah 48:17. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, "I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go." In Galatians we see that the saints tried to perfect themselves by the works of the law, but believers are not under law but under grace, and the righteousness of the law is fulfilled in them who walk after the Spirit.